All right, good morning, everyone. We're going to get started promptly at 9 o'clock here. Thanks for being here on time, despite the 40-mile-an-hour winds outside. We're glad that you were all here. Winds have changed, we hope. I'm Dale Sprzanski. I'm the assistant editor of the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. On behalf of the Washington Report and the Institute for Research Middle Eastern Policy, we would like to welcome you all to today's conference. Once again, this annual conference is convening on the eve of the annual American-Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference, where a bipartisan group of congressmen and other officials will once again gather to reaffirm their unwavering support for the State of Israel. It is our hope that today's event provides some context and insight into how the lobby functions and why its influence is worth talking about. Today's event is also being held at a time when a national discussion is taking place about the role of special interest groups in the political process. In the aftermath of last month's shooting in Parkland, Florida, Americans have engaged in a relatively open and healthy discussion about the role of the National Rifle Association. And we believe that as the most powerful foreign lobby in the United States, the Israel lobby's actions must also be openly debated. And we hope that today's event will help facilitate such a discussion. So before we begin, just some information and ground rules for the day. We are expecting a pretty full room, so we ask that you do make sure all the seats are open and do not occupy them with bags or coats or anything like that. During the Q&A session, it will be done via note cards. There are note cards and pens in the bags you were given at registration. Please write down your question on the cards. Find an usher. They will be circulating throughout the presentations. And please don't hesitate to give them to the ushers during the discussion. The moderators like to be able to sort through the questions before the Q&A begins. We have an exhibition hall located next door. It will close at 4:30 this year, so please be sure to stop in during the breaks and visit our wonderful exhibitors. Our bookstore this year is located right behind you in the alcove. We have all sorts of books, pottery, olive oil, and whatnot available for sale there. Book signings will take place at registration, except for the book signings taking place after the program. They will take place here in the main ballroom. Also near registration, there is an exhibit where you can go to pick up tickets for the reception afterwards. That will give you one free alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverage of your choice during the reception. So please be sure to visit the booth to pick up your ticket. We ask, of course, that you don't record any videos unless you were given prior permission. Wi-Fi information is available in the back of your program. We encourage everyone to tweet at the hashtag IsraelLobbyCon, C-O-N. Today's event is also being broadcast live on C-SPAN 2, and we also encourage our online audience and TV audience to participate in the conversation. We also ask, of course, that you please refrain from talking and whatnot here in the ballroom and take your conversations outside into the exhibition hall. And of course, we wouldn't be here without our fantastic donors, so we have to give them our immense gratitude for funding today's event and making all of this possible. We're also happy to welcome numerous groups from around the country, students, as well as dignitaries from 12 embassies, Afghanistan, Algeria, the Arab League, Czech Republic, Egypt, Iraq, Kosovo, Morocco, Oman, the PLO, Russia, and Tajikistan. And of course, many of you know the Israel lobby is more than an international issue. It's more than a domestic issue. It's also an international issue. So we're sure they'll find our first panel on Israel and the UN to be of particular interest.